Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Appreciate you joining in. And if you're new, welcome. We may have some new listeners today because this one is going to transcend the catfish world with a very popular topic, and that is this guy that has this viral song going on. Oliver Anthony Music is what you have seen him by online. Unless you've been under a rock and you're not into anything in the social media world, you may have not heard about him. But if you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, who knows where the heck he's showing up at. He has been everywhere for the past week. And Oliver Anthony Music, it's one of them names that is two first names, which is always confusing to me because I always want to say it backwards. But it's not his real name. I think there's some backstory there that is attached to his grandfather, and that's what he went with. His real name is Chris Lunsford, and he's from up in Farmville, Virginia, up in that area. And he's a very, very simple guy. Lives a very, very simple life. And as a matter of fact, he said in one of the quotes that I read somewhere from him, he lives in a 27-foot camper with a tarp over it to keep it from leaking. And he's a singer. He's a musician. He's been doing music for a while. And a lot of stuff he's just recording with his iPhone sitting at home. And recently, he recorded this song. This one he actually did, he actually said he recorded it with a real microphone and a real camera, not just his iPhone. And it got traction, a lot of traction. We're talking 24 million views on YouTube or something crazy like that. The name of the song is Rich Men North of Richmond. And if you're geographically challenged with the country, Richmond is in Virginia. And the next stop after Richmond, north of there, is Washington, D.C. It is a somewhat of a statement to the politicians and the lobbyists and everybody else in that city. It's a statement about the world, the state that we're in now. And it has hit a lot of people. It has gained a lot of traction. I don't know how surprising it was to him, but it's big. It's big. So I say all this. There's a catfish tie to all this, believe it or not, and that's what I'm going to get to here in a second. I was talking with my buddy Keith from Fishing and Stuff today. We were on the phone, and as we do many times when we're on the phone, we talk about all kinds of stuff. Sometimes it's YouTube, sometimes it's other stuff. And somehow his name came up, and Keith said something about, I think he may fish for catfish, or he had a catfish shirt or something on. So I went looking at some footage of him. There's a lot of footage out there now, and I saw a cell phone clip of him on stage, and on the back of his t-shirt, I thought what I saw to be a logo with a catfish in it. So I dug up some more footage, and this was from the Morris Farm Market show that he did. This was after he became kind of quote-unquote popular, and after this video went viral, he went there to do a show for some fans, and this is, I believe, in Barco, North Carolina. And I got to doing some more looking, some more clips and videos, and I finally found this clip that shows the back of the shirt. And yes, that is, there's clearly a catfish in the logo. Those of you that are listening to the podcast will have to go check out the video version of this on YouTube, where you can see all this footage that will explain it. As always, there's a video version and an audio version of my podcast. So this one's kind of visual, but there's a logo there. And it a lot of these logos from the catfish world are kind of similar. None of them are truly distinct and unique, so I had to do some digging. And it looked like something that would have been associated with one of the veteran programs out there. There's a lot of these different fishing programs to benefit veterans. This looked like that type of design. A lot of American flag, a lot of red, white, and blue. Didn't really look tournament driven. And I finally found the logo on a website, which is up from his area, Chesapeake, Virginia, Operation Vets with Nets. They got a website, operationvetswithnets.org. And it was really cool because I just partnered with Carolina Lake Weights, which makes a drifting weight. They're one of the sponsors of this organization. So that was really cool. But he had that shirt on. So I reached out to him on Facebook and it was just, you know, it was throwing a knife in the dark. I have not heard back from him. As a matter of fact, I'm going to check my phone right now. I'm assuming he's probably got 26.4 million messages right now from people. So I'm not expecting to hear back from him. But the bottom line is he's got on a shirt from this organization. So I don't know if he's attached to it. I don't know if he fishes for catfish. It would not surprise me a bit. As I've said, the guy is about as country as a handsaw, and his music is that pure and that rich, and it's really cool to see somebody this authentic actually get some traction and some attention. I hope he stays that way. From what I can tell about him, and I know nothing about him except what he comes out and says online, he seems pretty transparent, pretty honest, and pretty much straight up and just real. So it's cool to see something like that. The irony is, and I read something on one of his Facebook posts here, the irony is all of this attention has come from social media exposure and the internet. And he says, this is something he wrote, "I hate the way the internet has divided all of us. The internet is a parasite that infects the minds of humans and has their way with them. Hours wasted, goals forgotten, loved ones sitting in a house with each other, distracted all day by technology made by the hands of other poor souls in sweatshops in a foreign land." It sounds like words to a song, actually, and it probably will be at some point. It is ironic, though, as destructive as the internet can be, there's some good points and some from it. And the good thing is that it's spreading the word about his music and about this organization, Operation Vets with Nets, which you guys need to go check out. I went and checked them out. It's another organization that helps out veterans, which I love. There's some good organizations out there. There's some bad ones. I always tell people to vet these organizations very well before you work with them, or, you know, just to see what they're about. This one I have actually heard of before. And it says their Operation Vets with Nets is a 501c3 charitable organization dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled, active military and retired service and disabled veterans through catfish and striper fishing. So they got their ties there. So obviously, Chris, Oliver Anthony Music has a tie to them. And it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Hopefully I hear back from them. I'm sure some of you folks that listen to the podcast, watch the channel, know people who know him. I don't know if he's fished some of these events before. Maybe he's a tournament fisherman. Who knows? I've never met him. Don't know who he is. But I found it interesting. And you'll see it if you watch the YouTube version of this. You'll see that he's got the shirt on in this now infamous concert that he did. I think Jamie Johnson even got on stage with him, and they did a duet together of one of Jamie Johnson's songs. And if you don't know who Jamie Johnson is, you probably need to do some Googling and try to find some real country music besides what's on the air right now to be listening to. So, but yeah, it's an interesting story. I was just going to let you guys know about it. I appreciate Keith from Fishing and Stuff kind of tipping me off to let me know that this was going on. And I thought I would share it with you guys. And again, the irony of it all is, you know, the internet is as bad as it can be. Does two things. One, it lets us know about a guy, like, great guy like this, who's a great musician, a great lyricist. People can slam on his singing and his guitar, even slams on his singing and guitar abilities, but the lyrics to what he writes, nobody can touch. So he's as good as it gets right there, and I hope he stays pure. And it turns us on to Operation Vets with Nets, an organization that you can go check out, operationvetswithnets.org. If you want to help out, there's ways to support the organization there, and I think it's a good direction. So the bottom line is, out of all the bad on the internet, we found some good in it today, and hope you guys enjoyed it. Check it out. Check out the music, and we'll catch you guys out on the water.